In the past, I said you, we had no radio communication. Yeah. We had to go to the National Park Office twice a week to communicate with the doctors, you know. And the British Embassy gave a donation of HF radio to HRA. And there was no way to get the permission. Very difficult. And finally, British Embassy wrote a letter. The bureaucracy, government bureaucracy is very difficult. Very difficult to get a non-tourist visa for HRA doctors, you know. Now it is easier, you know. And the British Embassy wrote a strict letter to the foreign minister. If you don't want to, this is a life-saving equipment. We have a donation for HRA. HRA is doing a great job, save the life of the people in the mountain. If Nepal doesn't need this equipment, there are so many other places where they need this valuable equipment. British ambassador wrote a letter to the foreign minister. Foreign minister wrote a letter to the Minister of Tourism. Minister of Tourism wrote a letter to the Minister of Communication. Then we got a permission. And we could at least talk to radio, HRA Kathmandu calling Manang, HRA Kathmandu calling Periche. Yeah. That's what my both of my son learned the first word.
And when was that more or less?
Some like 10 years back, 10, 12 years back. And then slowly the VHF phone came and satellite phone came, and now mobile phone is there. And everyone, every tourist, every trekking guide, they are holding mobile phone. When tourists are sick, they call helicopter evacuation. It's like a funny thing.